Network. Okay, we've gone into overdrive with Nigel Farage, of course, a member of the European Union Parliament, the main leader of the UK Independence Party, and just an amazing individual who, if you haven't, the reason I'm a big fan, and I'm talking about big fan, like people are soccer fans or football fans, I'm a fan of people kicking globalists hind end. And they hate him when he gets up there to those sniveling slime bags like Rumpy. He's been censured or threatened with censure as well. But he was finishing up with his prediction. So recap that and finish up, sir.
Yeah. Well, I think 2012 is going to be the single most important year that we've seen in Europe, certainly in the time that I've been involved in politics. Everything is coming to a head. These guys will do everything they can to try and defend their Euro project and to try and keep their big government project going, but they're having trouble with the markets, they're having trouble with the peoples of Europe as they were in Athens standing up and rebelling. But in 2012, Greece will leave the euro. And once one country's left the euro, had a devaluation, and other countries see that suddenly, with a currency at the right level, suddenly investment starts to come in, people start going on holidays to their country. I think then we'll see countries like Portugal, Ireland, Spain, and possibly even Italy saying to themselves, hey, we've been sold a pup here. This thing's a con. We've got to get our currencies back. We've got to get our democracies back. I am confident that 2012 will mark the beginning of the end of this appalling, disgusting project.
Wow. So when you met, just briefly, when you met with Mario today, the technocrat installed by the EU weasels, I mean, what did he say to you? What did you ask him?
I said he had no legitimacy at all, that he was an appointee. He spent his life as a European commissioner and working for Goldman Sachs, and that he represented all that was worse in this whole new global government movement that you talk about so often on your program. And his response is that the crisis is so serious that democracy has to be suspended just for a short while so that we can sort everything out. You know, we've seen, haven't we, in the past, countries that claim emergency powers. Hitler did it in Germany, suspended democracy because of an emergency and never ever gave it back. And I don't think these guys have any intention of giving democracy back and say, we the people have got to take it from them. It could be turbulent, it could be difficult, some of it could be unpleasant, but it's a fight we've got to fight. And I think we've got to remember that those that went before us, who actually created democracy, liberty, and freedom of the individual, these guys were actually prepared to go to war to fight to defend these things. We, I'm afraid, are going to have to do much the same kind of thing.
All right, we've only got a minute left, and again, we appreciate your time. Was this on the floor? Was this videoed? Because I know they're admitting we're getting rid of freedom, but I mean, to have them publicly admitting it to you, or was this privately?
No, this was privately, and it's always a combination here. You know, you get the chance on the floor to speak to these people, but sometimes meeting them in private is more interesting. And I had a very interesting meeting with Angela Merkel in November. I said, Chancellor Merkel, this isn't working. The German taxpayers are putting huge amounts of money in to bail out the banks through the Greek government. Wouldn't it be better for everybody to admit that the euro's a failure and to let Greece leave? She said, Mr. Farage, we can't do that, because if Greece leaves, all the others will leave. And if they all leave, the European project will fail, and then we'll just go back to being nation states from their own mouths.
Unbelievable. And choice and sovereignty and honor, incredible. So is the arrogance a act like with Al Gore, or do you think they're still delusional? I mean, are you seeing a change in their spirit as they lose momentum?
Interestingly, 6 months ago, there was a sort of feeling of blind panic over here. Everything was going wrong. They were terrified, and you could see the fear on their faces. I'm not seeing any fear at all now. It's as if perpetual crisis has become a new form of government, and they now realize that they can actually get away with almost anything. At least they think they can get away with anything. For a country the size of Italy, to have somebody like this man Monti appointed to take it over, and for that to have happened, they are completely out of control.
Well, it's not the first time they had Mussolini. Nigel Farage, thank you so much for the time. UKIP.org. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, folks, there he goes. Amazing. Key info coming up. And then back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Don't forget, I'm speaking in Dallas this weekend. Info at InfoWars.com/ events. You can still get tickets to that. All right, incredible.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the unvitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperSeaVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to go to a short clip of Greg Palast here in a moment. Investigative reporter for the BBC from a TV interview I did last night on the Nightly News, and he's going to be back on the radio show live tomorrow getting into more of this with us. I also have Rosa Corey, who's just an amazing grassroots fighter and expert on Agenda 21. The reason I like having her on is because when I hear her talking about Agenda 21, I've done all the research separately and can confirm that she knows exactly what she's talking about and is an exciting voice, added to the mix with her experiences as a forensic realtor that fights eminent domain. So she's going to be joining us tomorrow. Nigel Farage, member of the European Union Parliament. He's kind of the Ron Paul of England. He's well known pretty much in that vein and almost as popular. Hasn't been around as long. He's younger, of course. He survived a plane crash and almost died a year and a half ago, but he's back and really having a big effect. The fastest growing party in the UK, and it's spreading to the European Union. He's fighting the open announcements of world government. He's going to be joining us coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show today. Best-selling author James Wesley Rawls of the new novel Survivors is going to be joining us. First time I've ever interviewed him. So I'm looking forward to that coming up in the second hour. Also, we've got new Fast and Furious news, giant news on the terror front. In fact, when I read this type of news, I've got to really, really try to just ask everybody to take a deep breath and listen to me carefully on this information. When you see media hype, when you see government hype about imminent Iranian attacks in America, and the fact that the U.S., Israel, and NATO and England are staging bombings and attacks inside Iran, and you've got the head of the National Security Council, Clapper, calling for provocations with Iran. You've got the history of Cheney, Pulitzer Prize winner Cy Hirsch exposed, wanting to paint up U.S. boats like Iranian speedboats and have Navy SEALs attack U.S. ships 5 years ago. Then that came out about 3.5 years ago once Cheney left office. Cy Hirsch was too scared to publish it until he'd left office, and I understand why. He's the guy that broke the My Lai massacre, everything else. Again, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. You can't get any more credible than Cy Hirsch. You've got that going on, and now you've got him hyping, get ready for the Iranian attack. In ABC News, in Associated Press, heightened security in U.S. over Iran threat. And you add to that the U.S. troops massing, the NATO troops massing, all of this going on, all of this unfolding, all of this happening. And then you have the Navy SEALs with Ed Asner telling him that a attack is imminent, a false flag attack that Navy SEALs are telling him is about to happen. And then off record, he even gave me the sources, names, and information, and I've called him, playing phone tag right now. You've got all of this going on, all of this happening. I mean, this is the season of false flag. Like I said 2 weeks ago with that big emergency alert, and I said, look for them to start hyping Iranians are going to hit the U.S. Look for them to start hyping this ahead of a new war. They could easily pull off a new 9/11. Say Iran did it. Clamp down on domestic freedoms. Deploy the TSA and regular army on the streets. That's all been announced that they're in preparation for. Start shutting down the media. Suspending elections. Anything could happen. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying this is going to happen. But we're in the sights. We're in the crosshairs. We're in the danger zone. This is big time. So I'm going to be breaking that down. It's all unfolding. And so this is certainly white knuckle time right now. Let's go ahead and go to a clip from last night's Nightly News with Greg Palast, where I was bringing up the fact that so much of what he's talked about has now come true. I mean, he was the one saying News Corp was a mafia spying on people and influence peddling and giving sources to the police sources that the system could then basically go out and go after whistleblowers, all of it. He was a guy who broke down in 2002 the plan by the big banks to implode Europe and then the United States, just like they've done in third world countries. He said Argentina, its destruction in 2001, 2000. Is the model of what they're going to do here, and it all happened. So I brought this up to him, and this was his response to that last night.
Of saying, yeah, I told you so. I think it is worthwhile because it gives credibility to the material that we did put on before. I should note that I'm a lucky guy in one way. You might not see me on U.S. TV except, you know, bless you, Alex, especially on Valentine's Day, then kiss you. but I do have the world's largest news network behind me, putting me on a primetime BBC television. Now, do understand that BBC, when I got the documents from inside the IMF, and now we do see Greece on fire. There's a chapter in Vulture's Picnic called The Generalissimo of Globalization, where I actually have these documents from inside the IMF, World Bank. Because of my position in journalism in Europe, I was actually able to confront personally the Director General of the World Trade Organization and put these inside confidential documents and cables in front of him. That was his opportunity to say, oh, it's all made up, it's a bunch of conspiracy junk. He verified everything. He tried to talk away their meaning, but he verified everything that I had, all the documents I had. When you see Greece on fire, I saw those documents. I also spoke to the inventor of the euro, Bob Mundell, and who said, you know, basically is saying, this was in the plan. The idea was to, he wanted to end, he wanted to make sure that there was a sell-off of all the government properties in Greece, etc. You have to set a fire if you're going to have a fire sale. He thought that this is the best thing that's ever happened. These guys, this was the purpose of the euro. He said, he was very upset, he told me, that democracies get to kind of vote on their fiscal and monetary, they have fiscal and monetary control. He wanted to create a mechanism, the euro, which would be, which would make elected parliaments and congresses and presidents subservient to an economic formula. And the economic formula is called the, the 3% rule there. There's a German word which I can't pronounce that they use. But that was the purpose, was to basically create something that would replace democracy. In fact, by the way, I spoke with, because of my position, I get to meet all these heads of state, et cetera. And I've met with Carlo Monti, the new prime minister of Italy, the new chief of Italy. And Monti, has not been elected. He's just a banker. That's, you don't get to choose anymore.
They call him a technocrat. I mean, even the Economist says it's good to not have countries run themselves. We, the technocrats, will run it now. And as you said years ago when you got to meet, with the head of the organization, the World Trade Organization, they admitted this is how we were going to take over. But then it's they're the ones that sold the fraudulent debt and got the governments to sign on. They're the ones that actually have most of the debt. And so they do this Svengali judo move where they're set up as our bosses, even though they're the progenitors of it. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, in fact, in the case of Greece, I call it a crime scene. In particular, the Greek government, to stay within the euro, both the so-called socialists and the so-called conservatives there, had cut a private deal with Goldman Sachs to hide their true deficits. And this is true of most of the countries, but this was particularly done with Goldman Sachs and had to do with trading euros into yen and dollars and back. Technically, on paper, it looked like Goldman Sachs took a multi-billion dollar loss. Well, Goldman Sachs never takes a deliberate multi-billion dollar loss. That's nonsense. In fact, it was covered up by a secret agreement to pay them back at massive charges, with massive usurious charges. I mean, you couldn't call it anything else, plus a half-billion-dollar fee on top of the massive interest rates that they were collecting, all done in secret. When this came out, of course, then the Greek bond market, the market for Greek bonds, completely collapsed, and people rightly, in a way, asked for massively high interest because, they say we're victims of a fraud. Now, why, someone had asked me, actually one of the band members, if you remember Dire Straits, how come they weren't arrested? Well, the United States, the Securities Exchange Commission is supposed to arrest the government of Greece, because after all, it was a conspiracy between two governments and Goldman Sachs. And here's the deal. Instead of Goldman being busted, they get money from the European Central Bank. They get totally bailed out. They get fees for handling the bailout, and then their guys take over the country and they buy up the assets of the country, the shipping, the beaches, the
islands. I've seen cases in the news where they owe a brokerage firm that sold them crap $3 billion, so the head of the company goes, I'll take an island personally for $3 billion. I mean, and it's all through fraud. So I guess Madoff's problem and Ken Lay's problem was the frauds weren't big enough and weren't so giant that it'd bring down the whole system. Here's my question for you, and then I want to go back to the News Corp thing, because people say, hey, you cut him off when you got to the part about CNN. Where is it all headed now with MF Global, where, as you know, the head of the Commodities Board was the former minion of Corzine? Corzine gets caught in Congress lying. Of course he ordered the now $1.6 billion transfer to London, and then he doesn't get in trouble. And I was talking to Max Kaiser today. He said, look, this is just going to signal a new level of stealing going after segregated accounts. So, A, where is it all headed? And then, B, going back, what is News Corp from your deep research and understanding? What is it? More of a mafia organization? And then tie it in to the host that took over Larry King's slot that you were trying to get to and I interrupted.
Okay, that's quite a tall order. First, Corzine, who was governor of New Jersey, but he was also, you have to understand, he was the CEO of Goldman Sachs before he became.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations is a Trojan horse to America? They're bent on the destruction of our national sovereignty, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are in league with them. Obama and Clinton filed a grievance against the United States concerning human rights violations. If we accept the United Nations norm for human rights, we'll lose our national sovereignty. They hate Arizona for upholding our laws. They want illegal aliens in this country. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Go back to a few more minutes of the amazing interview I did last night on InfoWars Nightly News with Greg Palast. I mean, this is such an incredible show, the radio show, with all the guests, the callers, the news. But the TV show, I mean, it is just amazing what we do every single night. The guests, the news, the video reports. I know they're working on a whole bunch of really special stuff for tomorrow night and some surprises. But let's go ahead and go back to the point of Corzine, why he's untouchable. Listen carefully.
Why don't they go after Corzine? Why isn't he read his rights? I mean, if you shoplift, you know, if you shoplift a screwdriver from a hardware store, they're gonna read you your rights. You shoplift $1.6 billion, and they invite you to Congress to just give a chat. Why? What the answer is what he has on these guys and who else is in on this stuff. Now, I got a glimpse of it. I can't get it all, you know, because I just don't have all of the roots in. But I did have a document, marked confidential, from Tim Geithner, who is our Secretary of Treasury, to Larry Summers. It's in the book Vultures Picnic. In fact, you can see it at my site, vulturespicnic.org. It was a cable written by Geithner to Summers talking about how they were going to use the World Trade Organization to squeeze any nation that got in the way of our banks and didn't join in the deregulation fest that was going on. So they were how they're going to punish nations, in particular Brazil. Now, why is that important, that this discussion? The answer is that Geithner told Summers, who was at that time Secretary of Treasury, now until recently was Obama's economic czar. Why did Geithner, our now Secretary of Treasury, right to Summers? He was telling him to call the top five bankers in America before they pulled the trigger at the World Trade Organization, because all it right. could bring down, and did bring down, the world.
And then he goes on to list those five bankers. The full video is at prisonplanet.tv, and how they basically give orders because they control the private shares and the private Federal Reserve. Just like in Europe, they're going under total banker occupation. And you just heard Palast, who actually has the video of the interview on the BBC, it was like 3 years ago, with the head of the World Trade Organization admitting that the euro was meant to take over what was left of sovereignty in Europe and impoverish them economically. And I was on IMDb last night because I was trying to remember the year I put out a film, so I had to go there to remember. They had trivia of Alex Jones, and in the trivia section was quotes, and I did look at the quotes. They are some of my quotes. And one of them is, it's all out in the open. And then I did a search on that and found out it's like a joke that I say it's all out in the open. No, it's all out in the open. And that's why I'm basically at the point of tearing my own hair out. Not that there's much of it left. I mean, it's all out in the open. They put poison in our water, poison in our food. I was reading a Washington Post article last night on the Nightly News, and I actually kind of flipped out. Just in the dark, satirical humor of it. In fact, I'm going to go get it out of the TV studio here during the break and cover it when we come back. I'm sitting there, and I'm reading this Washington Post article. And I think the reason I flipped out on air a little bit last night was because I had never read the article. Usually I've read everything two or three times, or at least looked at it a few times, before I get on air with it. But in my stack, I tell the guys some of the news I want to cover. They bring up some news. I had said, yeah, put that in the news, but hadn't really looked at it. So I'm reading the article on air. And hidden in plain view, it says, and of course I already knew about this, but it was just the reading it, the way they dryly reported on it. It was a headline about Monsanto mad at farmers because they're not planting enough non-GMO crops. And it was a factoid I'd known for over a decade, but I'd just kind of forgotten it or hadn't consciously taken the meaning myself. And it hit me like a ton of bricks while I was reading the article, how huge it was. And you're like, okay, well, what is it that's so huge? When we come back from break, I'm going to go get the article, and I'll cover that and get into the big Iran terror threat we're being told about, a repeat of 2003 with the Iraq invasion, but they could kick off a new 9/11. So I'm going to come back and cover just what hit me like a ton of bricks on air. And see, that's when I tend to have those electric thoughts and understanding and anger, is when I'm reading something for the first time or seeing it for the first time. And then those connections are made. And that happened on air last night. That's why I started just literally going wild on air. We'll cover it when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Warning: the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Last forever, and in my first memories, they shot Kennedy. I went numb when I learned to see, so I never fell for Vietnam. We got the wall of disease to remind us all that you can't trust freedom when it's not in your hands. When everybody's fighting for the promised land.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll get into the Monsanto news here in just a moment. I want to spend a few minutes with some plugs. I'm going to be speaking in Dallas this Sunday at the Lakewood Theater. They've sold about 60% of the tickets. I'm going to have Jim Mars speak for 30 minutes, introduce me, then I'm going to speak for about an hour and a half and take some questions. So that's about 2.5 hours right there. And then I'm going to premiere about a 35-minute documentary. And I've decided that this evening on the nightly news, I'm going to premiere the first 6 minutes of the documentary, and I haven't even decided the name of this documentary yet. Aaron, as usual, we always end up adding more. And so he's been up here sleepless trying to edit all this together. I just love surprises. I can never wait till Christmas. I'd always try to sneak and secretly, forensically open the packages to look at them when I was a little kid. So I'm going to premiere tonight on the Nightly News. The first 6 minutes or so. And I'm just going to say it's comical, and it's the funniest thing we've probably ever done. And I just thought of it the other day because we already pretty much made the film. And the film is about the greatest threats that actually face humanity. Not all the fake threats that the social engineers dangle in front of us. All of that. So we're going to be premiering that on the Nightly News, and then it'll be posted for everybody at PrisonPlanet.tv, and then InfoWars.com will have it tomorrow for everybody, even if you're not a subscriber. And then when the documentary's done, after I've premiered the whole thing in Dallas this weekend, and then next Sunday in Orlando, we'll post the whole thing on PrisonPlanet.tv for members first that Monday, and then by the Tuesday it'll be on the YouTube channel. While we've still got that, they're trying to shut our YouTube channel down again. Right now, behind the scenes, with letters and stuff. I've been hit with 4 letters in the last week with people trying to shut down our operation and all sorts of other chicanery going on behind the scenes. And I take it as a real mark that we are doing really, really good. As the attacks intensify, as the craziness intensifies, we are certainly starting to have an effect. Now, what happened is... this is one reason I can't focus on the show, and it's nobody's fault. What happened is I tried to make it out of the studio to get down the hall to my broadcast studio, and then I looked up and 3 minutes had gone by because 3-4 people talked to me, and then my wife called, and I went, wait a minute, I'm supposed to have the Monsanto article. And then I said, it's the Monsanto article, Washington Post, on my desk in the broadcast studio, and that was 4 minutes ago. So obviously I'm going to have to go to some tape here to be able to cover this for you and then go out and get it. We have it because I was needing it on air. That's why I was saying I'm waiting to cover it. Great, so we're going to be able to have that up in just a minute. Listen, here's the deal, folks. This is teleprompter free. This is the real deal. This is not entertainment. And this is not about the celebrity of Alex Jones. I hate the celebrity of Alex Jones. I want to hide under a rock. I want to be left alone. I don't like being recognized. I don't like having to run this operation. I don't like all of it. But it is something I have to do to defeat the globalist. And I know you don't want to be public. You don't want to have to talk to your neighbors. You don't want to have to go to city council. But you've got to do it. You've got to get aggressive in the fight for liberty. But I look at all of these people that are so worldly, that are so into how they look and how people perceive them and being trendy. And then the system can just put out what they say is fashionable, what they say is the kosher, cause celeb of the day. And to see people not even being conscious, but being programmed by the television and the culture and all the rest of it. I mean, here's another example. I can't even keep this office clean to keep the fruit flies out of here. I got them landing on my face right now. I'm going to go deal with the fruit flies right now. Run some music. I'm not dealing with it anymore, man. Having played videos and stuff.
dozens of popular diet and sugar-free foods and beverages contain an artificial sweetener that researchers say may cause cancer. The ingredient is aspartame, and it is by far the most dangerous substance on the market that is added to our foods. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener found in thousands of products worldwide, and chances are you are consuming it. It's added to sugar-free gum, juice beverages, tabletop sweeteners like Equal and NutraSweet. It's in cereals, soft drinks, yogurt, breath mints, multivitamins, wine coolers, and even over-the-counter medicines. The toxic long-term effects of aspartame are often dismissed as a hoax by the sweetener industry. However, numerous independent controlled studies using human subjects have concluded that aspartame is deadly. Now, there's a number of studies that claim that aspartame is completely safe to consume, but the vast majority of those studies were conducted by, well, you guessed it, the aspartame industry. In fact, groups like Monsanto, J.D. Searle, and ILSI concluded that aspartame posed no health risk. But that's about as credible as Marlboro, Camel, and Winston dismissing the link between cigarette smoking and cancer. Have you heard of aspartame?
Yes, I've heard of it before.
Have you heard good things or bad things?
I hear mostly bad things about
it. What kind of bad things?
Just like it's an artificial sweetener and it's bad for your health and you should try to stay away.
I've heard it's an artificial sweetener and I'm guilty of drinking beverages sweetened with it. However, it degenerates and it does harmful things.
What do you think about aspartame?
I don't like it. It gives me headaches.
They did studies on rats. It supposedly causes cancer.
Even Fox News recently reported in 2005 that artificial sweeteners had been linked to a wide range of cancers after studying involving rats. So these rats actually had tumors the size of golf balls. So does that concern you when you hear stuff like that?
Greatly, yes. And the FDA is supposed to be protecting us from things like cancer, not giving it to us and telling us it's safe.
You cannot go to the grocery store now and buy any type of even regular sugar gum that hasn't had aspartame added to it. In the 1970s, Searle tried to get it approved, and they couldn't. It took them three separate times. Because in their own studies with monkeys, large portions of them that were fed it died and contracted cancer. Now we have mainstream news articles, and the EU has done a major study finding lower birth weights, early birth, and yes, miscarriages from women that drink aspartame-laden soft drinks like Coke Zero.
Do you think that aspartame should be on the market today?
No.
Why not?
Because it hasn't been demonstrated to be safe.
The FDA looked at the research and in 1975 put aspartame's approval on hold. It set up an independent panel of doctors to study aspartame. In 1980, that public board of inquiry unanimously ruled aspartame should not go on the market. Edith was drinking a cup of low-calorie hot chocolate that night. Aspartame made it sweet. And Johnson says aspartame made her sick.
All of a sudden, I couldn't see. My eyes went out of focus and it was like my vision became quite blurred.
And you think it's because of aspartame?
I think it's very deliberately because of aspartame, yes.
And it's terrifying.
Kate Randall thought she was going crazy.
I started popping in my hands and twitching in my feet, my legs, my knees, my upper legs, and shoulders and arms and everywhere.
Many of these individuals who have been aspartame reactors have tested themselves 5, 10, 20 times. Every time getting the same response, and then they realized that this was a legitimate cause and effect relationship.
What is aspartame? It is the fecal matter. If you want to watch that full report, it's all over the web for free. Just type in the FDA is killing you, Alex Jones, or Alex Jones report on aspartame. You'll probably get one of 100 plus reports we've done, but that's the report. It's all posted in high quality at prisonplanet.tv along with thousands of other reports we've done documenting all this. Okay. Again, this radio show more and more is controlled rage. I may just have to go back to eating like a pig and not running 8 miles a day because just the New World Order, all the stuff that's going on, the urgency, the frustration, the irons I've got in the fire, I am on the verge of just absolutely getting angry every 5 seconds now. Because I know they're getting ready to stage terror attacks and start big giant wars.
and then I'll have to watch the terrorist social engineers that think they're smarter than everybody prance around as our saviors on television. And I just can't handle it, man. These murdering, gun-running, narcotics trafficking criminals who've been caught red-handed 1,000 different times, up one side and down the other, destroying our society. And our country is good, our world is good, but good people are allowing evil to take over because we sit here on our hind ends. And I'm not doing it anymore. Now, I got all this news. I got the big terror threat alert news. I got guests coming up. But here's the report last night that got me to kind of go off into a dark satire rant that people seem to really like. I was noticing on the comments on the websites. They're like, my gosh, this is comic genius. What it is somebody in a comedic rage. I don't know how to because the reality of this is so ridiculously over the top that I either get super angry or super smart mouth or depressed and sometimes just totally turbo focused. But then I can hardly ever get focused because there's just so much going on. And that's what the globalists want to do. They want to just rush us with all this stuff until we just give into it. I mean, I read this last night, and it just blew me away. It's the Washington Post. Makers of genetically modified seeds say more farmers evading EPA rules. And I'd seen the article but hadn't read it, and I said, Marcos is like, this is really wild. Can I put this in the news tonight? And I said, yeah, put it on the list. We'll cover it. But rarely have I not read an article when I come to it in the news. Usually media people haven't even read the article. They just read off a teleprompter. So I kind of had a teleprompter response to this because I'd never read it. I'd just seen the headline. I was aware of everything in the article separately, but I hadn't read this. So I'm on air, and I start reading the article, and I'm having that first look effect I talk about because I tend to read news a couple times before I'm on air, and then I get angry, and then I get on air. I've already read it, and it's kind of like I don't want to look at that monstrosity again, and I tend to not cover the news because it's old to me. See what I'm saying? But this I read for the first time, and it just flipped me out because it's so hidden in plain view. Like this headline should be, Monsanto wants you to eat the corn, not the bees, or something like that. Makers of genetically modified seeds say more farmers evading EPA rules. Monsanto Co. and other seed makers reported a threefold increase last year in U.S. farmers caught violating rules intended to stop insects from developing resistance to genetically modified corn. Caught violating rules intended to stop insects from developing resistance. So you're like, what are those rules? The rules affect farmers planting seeds modified to produce a toxin derived from Bacillus thuringiensis, which is like a bacteria, I was saying a fungus, there's another fungus variant they've got as well, or BT, a natural insecticide, kind of like nightshade's natural. The Environmental Protection Agency requires those growers to also plant an adjacent area, a so-called refuge of non-BT corn, so that bugs feed on both types of corn and don't become immune to the toxin. Actually, it's so that all the bugs don't die, so all the bees eating the pollen don't die. That's actually, we've had the experts on, read their documents, gone over it. So there's some deception there. But here it is in plain view. Oh, you got to have a refuge for the bees to eat something that doesn't make them sick or kill them. Don't eat that pollen. Don't eat that corn or don't eat those other crops. That'll kill the bee because it does. It kills the bugs. And they argue with this bacteria, and also some other companies have some fungus variant producing ones that, well, you know, this fungus or the toxin put off by the bacteria or the fungus with the different types, you know, it's already in there. Yeah, at 500, 1,000, some cases 2,000 plus times stronger. And you've got all these gut disorders and all this Crohn's popping up and irritable bowel. I mean, it's just everywhere. All these health problems exploding. Studies linking it to this, not in humans because they never allow that. And Monsanto and others fight so there won't be human trials. What you've got here in this whole situation is the thousands of studies with guinea pigs, rats, mice. Just type it into a search engine. BT corn cause total sterility in three generations of rats or guinea pigs, or BT corn linked to organ failure. I mean, just read it. Oh, really? You feed it to a rat and you test up on rats because that's similar metabolism to a human. They test them on pigs as well, and it's killing them. But let's let the humans eat it and say it's fine. And then Aaron ran in here during the break. That's what distracted me. I'm not mad that he did. He's like, we found it. We found it. That's, you were right. You know, Bill Gates' dad had a Planned Parenthood. Here he is in a eugenics group. And here he is funding the first, you know, GMO trials that were then bought by Monsanto. And it's a program to reduce fertility. Here's these other documents. And he's like, more proof of it. And I understand. It's like we're in a cop shop going, more proof of their criminal action. And I'm just like being hit from every angle. And the, I mean, it's just like, how do you stop them? How do you even deal with it? And Bill Gates is prancing around. You know, up there saying he wants to reduce population. He's got some corn he wants you to eat. He's the biggest donor now in Monsanto.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The water, everything. Our DNA has been irrevocably damaged. Sperm counts are down by 87%. Western world is not replacing itself. It's at 1.3 replacement for every 2 adults. The countdown to extinction of humanity. The end of who we are. As the system tries to forcibly merge us with their whole biotech system. The globalists are hunting us. The globalists see us as animals. The globalists could care less about life forms on this planet, releasing their GMO everywhere, crossing animals, plants, fish, just dumping toxic waste right in the water supply. More than half the fish in North America are now either sterile, semi-sterile, or have both sexual organs. The frogs, everything. Just from the runoff of what we're being fed. We're a tough species, but every generation is 20 years, average of 75 years of life. But we replicate on average about every 20 years. Within three generations in every rodent study, near total sterilization, 99%+. Deformities, postnatal deformities, which were thought to be impossible, like out of movies where you grow another arm, that's supposed to happen at the zygote level. Those decisions are made if you're going to be a mutation. Well, the scientists were wrong again. Some of these guinea pigs have no hair on the outside of their body. The hair grows out of their intestines, out of their mouths. They have teeth inside their guts, little legs inside their stomachs, two hearts. They grow out of their brain. Just start growing a brain out the side of your ear. Oh, man, Bill Gates loves us so good. And his daddy, the head of Planned Parenthood, setting up back in the 60s with the Rockefeller Foundation, the special GMO crops. And now Billy Gates is running Monsanto. Oh, heaven help us. And they sit there with a straight face going, you're supposed to plant corn for the insects so they don't all die. All your farmers are doing is planting our corn you bought from us, and it's causing too many of the insects to die and too many of them to get an immunity to the poison. And it's just hidden in plain view. Those dirty farmers planting Monsanto aren't planting the refuge for the insects and wildlife. The refuge. Every corn species infected with Monsanto varieties now, so there's nowhere to run. And what are the Rockefellers and Bill Gates doing? Building giant armored seed vaults all over the world in remote mountains and the North Pole. Look it up. Giant underground bunkers. They've now got animal arks with all the human DNA, animal DNA, blue whale DNA. They're now building emergency arks while they deploy the overwrite of the world. They've got backup armories, weapon systems, giant systems stored with food, bunkers everywhere, and then they've got TV shows all over the news demonizing those that prepare, demonizing those that have guns and food. And then now one of the guys on the Hoarder show, they wanted to do surgery on him, and he said, no, I don't want that. So he goes home. And they say, well, that's suicidal to refuse the tubes. The guy's fine now. So they come and take his guns. Because, well, you didn't do the medical procedure I said. That means you're suicidal. And the guy's like, no, I'm not suicidal. They go, well, you didn't do our procedure. That means you don't care about yourself. That they're now saying if they say take chemo and you don't, that's trying to commit suicide, even though the chemo is going to kill you in most cases. And so you get your guns taken because you elect to try to cure yourself. Oh, yeah, this is the new control freak system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.